Every day in Iraq, there's constant violence and terror situations affecting the local people. The groups that cause this are the Baghdad Death Squads. According to the UNHCR's 2010 report, there are 1.8 million Iraqis seeking refuge in another country. There are many unique and captivating facts about the history of Iraq and its ups and downs that have affected the world dramatically. Let's get into some basics. Iraq, a war-torn country with political and economic struggles, has a surprisingly basic geography. It consists of mostly dry desert, with 20% of the entire region being mountain ranges. The weather is normally hotter than a cold day in the sun, with freezing temperatures in the winter. The main language spoken is Arabic, and the widespread religion is Islam. 97% of all Iraqis are Muslim. The GDP of Iraq is $171.5 billion, and the currency used is the Iraqi dinar. The current president is Fuad Musam, but what's interesting is that Saddam Hussein and the U.S. leaders at the time, 1980s, used to be very close allies. Every country has its own strengths and weaknesses, and Iraq is no exception. Iraq's main weakness is that the country is basically split into two groups of people, the Arabs and the Kurds. Arabs are the people who moved to Iraq to escape violence in another Middle Eastern country, while the Kurds have always been in Iraq. There are also severe tensions between the Shiite majority having the power over the rest of the population. There's a high cost of reconstruction aid and aid to victims suffering from armed conflicts. Iraq also has a very poor education, healthcare, and security programs. The one big strength Iraq does have, however, is its oil reserves. In fact, Iraq has the fourth largest in the world, and extracting it is cheap. Iraq has the second highest amount of countries seeking refugees among the Middle Eastern countries. The most recent wave of immigration from Iraq to the United States took place during the years 2008 through 2013. The biggest wave was during the early 2000s. As mentioned before, the main reason Iraqis are immigrating here is because of the fear and violence throughout the country. The other reason they move here is to seek an education and career. Only 40% of Iraq-born adults can read and write, which is a shockingly low statistic. There are currently around 140,000 Iraqis living in the U.S. Over half of them have settled in Michigan and California. By 2007, most of the Iraqis that immigrated to America became U.S. citizens. The jobs these immigrants have are usually construction, transportation, or extraction-based. Not too many options there. These people have been welcomed into society, but after the DACA repeal, there are many families worrying if they will have to go back or not. In the end, you should have learned a lot of information about the immigration and refugee statistics over time that took place in Iraq. Some of the important things that we have today that originate from Iraq are dividing time to 12-hour days, reading fortunes, and even the fear of black cats. Bet you didn't know that. The living conditions in Iraq are substandard, plus there's always the fear of violence and tensions between the different peoples are high. Immigrants from Iraq bring appreciable culture and traditions to America that should really be valued. Thanks for listening to Iraq Immigration and History with Colin, Chris, and Spence. If you like our show and want to know more, check out WHS.com. Please leave us a review on iTunes. Join us for our next episode when we talk about Syria.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.